Gimme.
Ooh.
Gimme.
So that's what you guys are
Mine.
playing for.
Mine.
So,
Two
shall
of
we
I'll
go
let them
ahead?
eat
Are you
through
guys
it.
ready with your writing utensils?
I am certainly ready.
I am ready
Question
and
one. In Ken Ham's belief, what is the best animal on the ark?
Ooh.
Need music playing here. Let me know when you guys are done. You can, for example, hold up your item with the back facing the camera, whatever you need to do. Well, it sounds like Zulu's got a long answer here. You guys ready?
Nope.
Yep. Nope.
Who's not ready?
I'm not ready.
Are you drawing out the arc or something?
Okay, I am ready now. I should have done a little drawing in the arc, maybe next touch.
Okay, Womble, you ready?
Oops.
Okay, Womble has gone away from K, our keyboard, but her answer is human. And sound, what is your answer?
My answer is ants, because they are a ready and readily multiplying source of food to feed all the other animals on.
Nikesh, what is your answer?
Horse.
Any...
Is that a clean animal?
horse.
And Zulu, what is your response?
I've gone for the platypus, and which I've misspelled there.
Well, that's actually a platypus.
Not the creationist nightmare.
Yes. Well, it's the evolutionist nightmare, isn't it, I think?
Yes, both.
And I even misspelled it to be like a true creationist, so there you go.
Who I think gave the best response. So you guys go ahead and vote. Who do you think gave the best response sound?
Oh, I think I'm gonna go with Kitch, because it's not got cloven
Okay,
hooves.
Fitch.
I think
I'm
the
gonna
horse.
go with I'm gonna go with sound on that one.
Ooh.
Okay, Zulu.
Okay, I think I'll go with Wombo.
Okay, since Womble is still AFK, I'm gonna go have her choose the same one. And I thought Zulu had the best
Oh.
answer.
Oh.
So no points awarded to anyone that round.
Oh.
I even did the spelling, the creation of spelling errors as well.
I thought that platypus would have been the strangest thing and therefore would have fit into Ken Ham's strange worldview. Okay, question two. In Kent Hovind's belief, where is the best place to hide taxable income?
Oh, right, okay. Yes, we've got
Oh,
to keep it clean now, so.
dear.
Can we have call and answer for Wumble until she returns? Just type it in the chat window. Doberman on my in I don't know which waiting room it is, just said, "You don't hide it, God says it's yours." Okay, anyone not ready?
I'm not ready. Just a second. Right, ready.
Okay, yes, are you ready, Zulu?
Not quite. Give me a
Oh.
second.
Okay. I think I got something.
Hey, Colin, are you ready?
Okay, what do I have?
Oh. Well, Womble's not here. Repeat the question for you. It's in Ken Hovind's belief, where's the best place to hide taxable income? You guys can't hear our tech guy, Colin, but we can communicate with him, so. Okay,
Colin is
Zulu.
our imaginary friend.
Zulu?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Yeah, start with Zulu this time.
I was gonna go for a crocoduck's beak, basically, because
Crocoduck's
it doesn't exist, like his tax returns don't exist, so.
The kids? What do you got?
Science
Can't.
textbook, because
A
it's
science
one place
textbook?
he, because it's one place he think nobody frequents.
Okay, sound?
I just realized that mine probably isn't safe to wear, so I might have to go for another one.
Let's go share with, it anyway. Let's, okay, go ahead and share it.
It's next to the soap, wherever that is.
And Colin, type it up for us, buddy. Under the Ark of Noah and that museum they are building.
Ooh, it's such a...
Oh, but when that inevitably collapses, that's going to get him caught out, isn't it?
Okay, go ahead and vote, guys. I have my decision already.
All right.
Sound, who are you voting for?
I can vote for myself, can't I?
Yes, you can.
I'll vote for myself then.
Okay, Zulu.
Definitely for Sound, sir.
Okay.
I concur. Yeah, Sound.
And Colin, who are you voting for? Sound. We have 4 votes for Sound. And that's good because Sound had the best choice.
Yay!
So everyone scores 1 point. That's 2 for Skepti TV, 2 for Trolling with Logic. And Sound gets 4 additional points for having 4 votes on the right answer.
Epic win.
Nice. Pulling out here. Okay, now on to the next question here. So I can pull it up. In Nephilim Freeze Belief, what is the best fake name to use to harass scientists? Let me know when you guys are ready. Colin is still playing for Womble while she's away. Okay, Colin said he has his answer. The comments in the chat are hilarious, too.
Okay, someone I've got my answer.
Big giant head. Okay, Sound, you have it? Kitch has it?
Yeah.
Hey, Zulu?
Yes, I do.
You all good? Okay, let's start with Colin this time. Colin has chosen evolutionists. They believe in evolution, Nom's paper. Sound, let's go with you.
I just have to add a bit more to it. My answer is Dr. Professor Sir Lieutenant Ivor Massive Brain Esquire.
Let's go with the kits.
Mine is similar, but I'm not going to go with it anyway because I actually included the creation of spelling mistakes. It's Dr. Professor Sporty and Professor Benoit. And there's an A at the end. I don't know if you can see
and
that.
Zulu.
I've just gone with something simple. It's Professor Love Juice. I'm sure he'll. What's wrong with that? I'm sure he likes orange juice like the rest of us.
Okay, I have who I think is the best one, so let's start with Zulu this time.
I think I'll vote for myself.
Okay. And Hitch?
I have to go with Julie on that one. That one is excellent.
Sound?
I'm going to go with Kitch, I think.
Okay, and Colin, who are you voting for? The Kitch. Well, I thought Sounds was more
than
F3, so no points for anyone that round. Oh, unfortunate. You guys should know that I think that Nephilim Free thinks he's smarter than he really is. Okay.
I can't believe I didn't think it's sporty. Sorry, Kevin.
So, next one. In Ian Juby's belief, what is the best food? Ian Juby, Wazulu on YouTube. Okay, Colin says he had an answer. Who's writing a novella here?
Okay, got mine.
I like Pinky Unicorn's answer.
Okay, I think I got mine.
Zulu, you ready?
Yes, Sam.
Okay,
I'm going.
Kitch wants to show his. I'm going to let Kitch go first. All
right.
And I have a hamburger in another hamburger, deep fried with cheese, and of course, because he's on a diet, he's having a diet coke.
Zulu, what's your answer?
I've gone here to take a medium well done crocoduck steak served up in Ray Comfort's special banana sauce.
Sound, what do you have?
Again, this is a pre-Watershed show, Zulu. I don't want any mention of his banana sauce, thank you very much. I've got, I'm basically, Pink Unicorn read my mind. I've got anything that comes in a bucket.
Hey, Colin, what do you have? Greasy crocoduck stew. A lot of headspace sharing here. Okay, I have my result.
Okay.
So, let's go with Colin first. Who do you choose? Colin votes for Zulu. So, there we go. Okay, Zulu, who do you vote for?
I think I'll go with Sound.
Okay. And Sound, who do you vote for?
I think I'll go with myself on this one.
And Kitch?
I'm gonna be arrogant here and go with myself.
Okay. Well, the best choice I think was the Kitch.
Oh.
So Kitch actually gets 2 points that round, and the totals right now are 7 for Skeptic TV and 4 for Trolling with Logic. Ooh. So we probably have time for a couple more questions if we do them quickly. Let's go to the next one. In Kirk Cameron's belief, besides the crocoduck, what would be the best transitional form?
Okay.
Wow. A lot of people are sharing the same response in chat.
I got one yet.
Give me
one. Ready?
No, I'm not ready yet.
Okay. As we've already seen, spelling is not perfect, so.
Just as well.
Already? Colin, you ready? Okay, and Zulu?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's start with Colin. What's your response? He has the pear banana. Unusual. Let's go with Zulu here.
The croconana ducasaurus carrot.
The kids?
Bat.
Read it.
Batman.
What is it?
Oh, Batman.
Batman?
Yeah.
Okay, and Sound.
Batman.
I've got Gremlins 1.5, that is to say Gremlins that are halfway between the ones in the first and the second film.
Okay, I've locked in my decision. Let's start with Kitch.
I'm going to go with Zulu on this one.
Okay, Zulu.
I'm going to go with myself.
Selfish, are you? Sound.
Yes. I'm going to go with Zulu.
And Colin playing as Wumble. Who are you choosing? Zulu. So we have 4 choices for the winner.
Hey!
Hey!
These so, are 2 points for everyone. And then... So it is 9 Skeptic TV to 10 Trolling with Logic, and we'll go on to the next question here quickly. And let's see here. In Venom Fang X's belief, what is the best thing you can ask your viewers for? By the way, those who chose Man Bear Pig for the last question, I salute you. How you guys doing?
I've got a really long word to write out, so give me 10 minutes. Okay, I'm done.
Done.
Oh, Colin is drawing a blank. Arian, you want to help him Anyone from the chat want to help Colin with an answer?
Eternal souls.
Dark matter. Dark matter says electronics, money, eternal souls.
Oh, yeah. Probably why we're in this break. Everyone, please donate to keep the money coming in.
Yes.
Yes, please. Okay.
Donate. If you think what we're doing is funny, just give at least a dollar, you know?
Yeah.
Help out the staff. We're doing it all for them. So is everyone ready answering questions?
Yep.
Colin, are you done? Okay, let's start with you, Colin. What was your response? Jugal from South Park.
Can I just remind everyone that Blog TV is based in Israel? So,
clean, but thank you, Colin, for not keeping it that clean. Sound, what do you got?
I've got freedom from responsibility.
Zulu, what do you got?
I have a end of Kent Hovind's accountant.
And the kids.
They're immortal soul.
You read Dark Matter's mind.
Yeah, I had that written down, and then as soon as I heard that in the chat, I went, oh, someone's going to use that.
So, let's start with the kitsch again.
I have to go with Sue. That one is, I can actually see that happening.
Okay, sure.
Who's next?
Who do you think had the right choice, Zulu?
All right, so I'm going to be an arrogant atheist again and go with myself.
Hey, Sound?
I am going to go with Zulu again.
And Colin. Colin went with Kitch. Wow. Well, unfortunately, it was Zulu.
Hey!
A 1 point for Skeptic TV.
Have Trolling with Logic now taken the lead?
Oh, they're way out in lead. It is now 15 for Trolling with Logic and 10 for Skeptic TV.
Oh,
yeah, for those asking for that, you have to step away. And our final question, in Ray Comfort's belief, what is the best thing that God invented for man's hand?
Oh, come on.
Remember, you gotta keep it clean.
How can I keep it clean? I've already caused an eerie silence already this evening. What am I possibly gonna come up with?
You want the rock, don't you?
Right, can you come back to us in about 10 minutes?
We don't have 10 minutes to finish this. It's almost
on with the next part of the show while we come up with something clean.
Come up with something clean and not objectionable that fits into the hand that God would have invented. Dark matter, you're not being clean. You're responding with a clean item, but the item itself is still not clean for the show. Let me know when you guys have an answer.
I'm ready.
Zulu's ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, we're waiting on Kitch and Colin. Hey, Colin, done? Kitch?
Yeah, I just grabbed something out of thin air.
Since you're last, Kitch, you get to go ahead and answer.
A baby crocoduck.
Baby crocoduck. Okay, Sound?
It wasn't terribly original, but I went inspiration with that kind, and so I got ring, 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 banana phone.
Zoo?
I went with Thunderfoot's beard.
And Colin. Dragon fruit, Colin says. Wow. Okay, I have my answer locked in. So go ahead and Colin, who do you think had the right answer? Okay, you think Sound has the right answer. Sound.
You flatter me. I think Kitch had the right answer.
Okay, so that's Kitch. Kitch, who do you think had the right answer?
I think Sound. That one was pretty hilarious.
Okay, and Zulu, who do you think had the right answer?
I'm going with Sound.
Okay, well, fortunately, I still think that Kitsch had the right answer.
Yay!
Why am I eyeing at my own success?
So, at the end of this game, we have Pulling Project with 16 points and Skeptic TV with only 11.
Oh!
Pulling Project wins the rock.
Hey!
Boo! Rigged!
How do you guys think that game went?
I quite enjoyed that.
Yes.
Yeah, we had one more question in the queue, but we're coming up on 2:30. The last question would have been, in shock of God's belief, what is the worst nightmare for atheists? But I think writing it out would have taken longer than a few minutes here, so. So we need to remind you guys again that we're trying to raise funds for Medicine Sans Frontiers, Doctors Without Borders. Look at the banner at the top there. Everyone point up.
You can see different.
We have Thanksgiving chip in. We have eBay auctions. We have First Giving. You can directly donate through PayPal. Anyone know what we're up to yet? If we've made any money so far this hour?
I'm just about to check the total to see about data. The current total is £1,630. Of dollars, that's sorry.
Does anyone know what it started out for this hour?
Can't see any. Let's see. I think we've had another $35, I think, since the start of our segment, so thank you very much.
Oh, 25 or 30? We can do better than that, guys.
Yeah. I mean, we can do better than that. You can do better than that, viewers.
Nuts.
You have I don't have power. Enough yet.
So, we're coming up on 2:30. We'll, for those joining us who weren't at the beginning, I am CS Bear on YouTube. I am a member of Skeptic TV, along with Sound of Silence here.
Hello.
Hello, and we had an angry Womble who has temporarily left us. We have our tech guy, Colin Masson. He's also on YouTube. His name is very hard to pronounce and spell, so he won't be able to talk. So we're going to say hi for Colin.
Hello, Colin.
And we're also joined by our sister group here, Trolling with Logic. And we have members, The Kitsch, too.
Hey, guys.
And Zulu Fight Runner, who is having a little trouble with his camera. And apparently, Trolling with Logic for the win, and Sketchy TV equals noobs. So, shall we go ahead and play our second game of the hour?
Woo! Ooh.
For those who weren't here at the beginning and understand what this is about, this is a similar game to What's My Line or 20 Questions, but instead of us bringing on somebody for people to guess about, instead, while DPR Jones wasn't looking, we raided his closet and found a few items.
We're still in there. You can see. It's very roomy.
So we're going to find out what strange items DPR Jones keeps in his closet today. And we're going to do a format. You have 10 questions for each team in order to try to guess what it is. And a final guess, you get 5 points for every question you have left in your 10. And 5 points if you get the question correct. We will alternate questions, so if Trolling with Logic currently has the item, we'll switch between the two members of Skeptic TV. Unfortunately, Angry Womble's still away, so Colin, you're going to have to ask, and Sound, I guess, will read them aloud. These will be yes or no questions only, so you can't ask what color it is. You have to ask whether or not it's red.
Right.
Okay, so you all have 3 items, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Sound. Heads or tails?
Tails, please.
Okay. Came up heads. So Trolling with Logic. Do you want one of Sound's items or do you want one of Colin's items?
I'll let you decide, Kitsch.
Sound. I'll go with Sound.
You fool.
Okay. Do you want Sound's first, second, or third item?
I'll let Zulu design that one.
We'll go with the second.
Second item. Okay, I have it in hand.
Okay, who's going to ask the first question?
Kitsch,
go ahead and ask your first question.
Sure. Is it a... I'm never really any good at these sort of games. Is it a large item?
Is it a large item?
Yes.
How large is large?
Is it something you can keep on your desk?
Yes.
Okay, one question. Zulu, what's your question?
Is it breakable?
No.
Okay.
Oh, hang on a minute, let me just check.
Ooh.
No, it's not breakable.
Good. A little bit faster.
I'm drawing a blank here. I'm a good question.
You're not just making attention.
I am dramatic pause.
Remember, something C.P.R. Jones would have had in his closet.
That could be anything. That, well, indeed it is, as we shall see.
Just ask a question. Come on.
Sir, is it multicolored?
No.
Okay, question four to Zulu.
I'm going to go with a question I just saw in the chat room there. Is it something you find in the kitchen?
No, I hope
it's
not.
There's C.P.R. Jones here. Question number five. Zulu.
I just asked, that's good.
Mage Ray Wolf in chat, I wanted to go with that answer. I was told I couldn't. Anyway, carry on.
Is it something that you would find in a normal person's closet?
What do you think? Of course it isn't.
So that's five down, five to go. Number six.
Is it something you use indoors or outdoors?
It has to be yes or no question.
All right. Is it something you would use outdoors then?
It is.
Okay. Question seven.
Is it made out of metal?
It is.
Wow. Question eight.
I'm going to have a guess. Is it a paraffin lamp or a gas lamp, something like that?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Ooh.
Down to question nine.
Is it a container of some sort?
No.
Okay, and your final question before your final guess.
I don't know. Is it something you take camping?
No, it isn't.
Oh, well.
Okay, you guys have a final guess. Either of you can guess it.
Should I have one guess each?
Okay,
yes,
one
sir.
Guess.
Zulu, you take the first guess on that one.
I do. Watering can.
No, it's not.
Just any guess.
A shovel.
No, it's not a shovel, unfortunately.
Okay,
would you like to know,
what did you find in D.P.R. Jones's closet?
I found an 18th century British Civil War helmet.
What is that doing in his closet?
It's well polished, and if somebody donates with the word helmet in their donation, I will wear it for the rest of this segment.
By the way, to let you guys know, you guys are playing for one Magic the Gathering Swamp Land card from Innistrad. So the winning team will get one playing card from Magic the Gathering.
I'll wear it for the rest of the show. It won't actually fit on my head, but I'll try.
Well, you didn't say where you would wear it. So, Sounds, do you want to guess one of Kitch's items or Zulu's items?
I think I'll guess one of Kitch's items, please.
Okay, do you want Kitch's first, second, or third item?
His first item, please.
Okay, Kitch, get out your first item.
Okay.
And who will ask the first question?
I think I will.
Okay.
Because it would take Colin a minute to come up with them, type them. I will ask him, is it or has it ever been alive?
God, I hope not.
And Colin, go ahead and speak it and sound repeated. Or type it.
Colin asks, is it small? And I suppose by that he means the same as you. Would it fit on a desk?
Yes. Yes, it would.
Okay.
Okay.
Question three.
So your first dance is really intriguing me now. Is it made out of, oh, I don't know. Is it made of something biodegradable?
No.
Okay, Colin, question 4.
Don't think so.
By the way, everyone that's chatting right now and watching this, you're free to guess as many damn times as you want.
Colin asks, is it a desk toy?
Nope.
Okay, question 5.
I'm just checking to see if anybody's donated for me to wear the helmet. My question is, so it's not made of something biodegradable.
Well, not much of DPR Jones's collection is.
Is it a... I'll ask you a question. Is it multicolored?
Yes.
Okay, question 6.
Was it stolen from a jester? No. Colin's turn. Colin's turn.
And our tech guy is swearing and you guys can't hear it.
Yeah. A lot of our shows are like this. We will talk to Colin and the audience has no idea what's going on.
Who are you people?
Go on, Colin, you can ask. Here comes the question.
FCUK Overlook says,
yes,
made from the ashes of his killed client. The question was, does it contain electronics?
And yes, it does.
Okay, it does. Question 7.
It does. Ooh, multicolored thing contains electronics. It's not a desk toy. It's got to be something extraordinary. It can't be like a TV remote. could it be used as a weapon?
Well, if you could use it as a weapon, I would be very, very impressed.
Primarily, it can't be. It's the same function as a weapon.
That no, puts no. to pay my next 2 questions.
Question 8, Colin. And no, it's not the Village People CD, are you?
Colin asks, is it something we use often or every day?
Yes, you would.
Ooh. Okay, question 9.
I hope you do.
You hope we use it every day. So something related to personal hygiene, maybe, or... God, this is difficult.
I think I know what it is.
Oh, you tease.
I gave it away.
Did you? I've not been looking at your webcam.
No, I didn't give it away, but I'm pretty sure Bear is right.
Here, I'll even write it down.
Is it something to do with personal hygiene?
Yes.
Ooh.
One question left is...
Colin asks...
You can either take your guess or you can ask another question, Colin.
Yes, it does have bristles on it.
Colin knows what it is. Can you tell us, Colin?
Wait, did Colin ask a question? Yes, he did.
Okay. He asked,
yeah. So your final guess?
Colin asks,
correct.
Is it an electric toothbrush? It is. Like the fact that for the benefit of our audiences.
5 points for Skeptic TV.
I gave it when I said
I gotta ask why DPR Jones keeps an electric toothbrush in his closet rather than in the bathroom. But
apparently somebody in chat says that they will donate $50 if I will wear the helmet for the rest of the show. So if I put it on, I should expect to see $50 appear on one of those donation channels. So here goes.
And if it doesn't, we will find you. And we
it
will
really doesn't fit my head. It's quite top heavy.
Colin, do you want one of Kitch's items or Zulu's items? Wait, no, it's Trolling with Logic's turn. I'm sorry. So So, Kitch, do you want one of Colin's items or one of Sound's items? Or you can have Zulu pick.
Zulu. Let Zulu. It's just too much responsibility. I just can't take it anymore.
You need a beer.
Can I just ask, does my bum look big in me?
Donate. Go upstairs. Donate. Up there. Donate. Zulu. I think Zulu stepped away. Guess you're going to have to choose. Do you want one of Sound's items?
I'll just interrupt while he's thinking, because we could be here some time. Gabriel, I have received your donation, so thank you very much. We've had another $50 in, so the total now currently stands at 1,000. Oh, I think I need to refresh that. It says 1,630 is what it said before. But thank you for everyone.
I think that's for the benefit of the medical with Sound. I'm back to but you have two items there.
So Sound has two more items. Do you want the first or the second item left?
I'll go with the first one, number one. Numero uno. Okay.
And who's going to ask the first question?
Is Zulu back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Andrew, you can step up.
Zulu, ask your first question.
Let me just get the item to hand without showing it on camera. There we
can you hold it with one hand?
Is that a request? No, sorry, carry on.
Zulu, your first question.
I think I'll start off with, is it a big item, like desk-sized or otherwise?
No, it's not.
All right.
It's not a big item. So question two, Kitch.
Is it a musical instrument of some sort?
No, it isn't. I guess you heard some kind
question of three.
Yeah. Is it made of metal?
Some bits are, yes.
Okay, question four.
Does it contain many strings?
No.
Question five.
Indoor item?
Indoor item, yes.
Question six.
I can't even think at this moment. Aren't the other bits made of plastic that aren't metal?
No.
Okay, question seven.
Does it have any electronics in it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, question eight.
Is it something you use every day?
You could do. But no.
Okay.
Not really.
Question nine.
No idea.
I'd be surprised if you get any of these. DPR has some weird stuff in here.
I don't know. Is it a Gatling gun? I'm just going to go random.
It's not a Gatling gun.
But you don't have to be specific. You can ask if it's just a gun. And no. Question 10.
I just know a random sound can be, so.
Dave 858 asks, is there carbon in it? And I think Potter knows the answer to that one.
Come on, you can do it. Final question.
Is it the Bolivian traffic warden?
Oddly enough, it isn't.
Okay, final guesses.
I'm just going to... I'll ask a question, Steve Kitcher. Is it military associated again?
No, it isn't.
Well, you're out of questions.
Well, no, I was going to let Kitch take a guess based on that. So.
I know, but you're out of questions. So.
You can't ask another one. You're breaking the rules. Awesome. I won't have it.
So, Kitch, your final guess?
I can't even...
Something on top of your head. And it's not a helmet.
How do you know?
Is it a jester's hat?
It's not a jester's hat, no.
God
so
damn it!
Zero points that round. What did you find in DPR Jones's closet sound?
I found a Galilean thermometer.
I don't even know why he keeps that in the closet.
And can I just say as well, DPR, if you're watching this, and I know you are, do you know that they've brought out much more lightweight, slimline, more usable versions of thermometers since this one came out? I mean, I don't know what you use it for, but...
Well, we know what he uses it for. It's probably not taking the proper temperature.
Well, I didn't want to allude to that too strongly.
I'm impressed.
So,
anyway, so.
So, final round here, because we're running out of time. Let's have Colin choose. Do you want one of Zulu's items, or do you want one of Kitch's items?
Can I just say as well, just as another possible source of money, I also found a penguin costume in D.P.R. Jones's closet, and if I get another donation, I will wear the penguin costume as well as the helmet.
For only 5 more minutes. He wants Kitch. Do you want Kitch's first or second item left? He wants your first item. Kitch, have it ready.
Okay.
And Colin, do you want to ask the first question or do you want Sound to ask the first question? You want first. Go ahead. Question number one.
Tension is killing me.
No.
the question for the benefit of those people who aren't psychic is, does it have electronics? But obviously,
everyone watching, all they heard was no.
Just no.
Question number two, you're gonna have to think.
I kind of jumped the shark.
Unfortunately, the chat has just collapsed on Blog TV, but we'll be trying to get
it back.
What's the second question?
I'll ask it again. Could it be used as a weapon? No, forget that. Has it been used as a weapon?
Okay, I've got to answer both. One, yes, it has been used as a weapon. Twice. Or the second one, no, it's not. The primary use is not as it's primary use is not a weapon.
But you're saying it has been used as a weapon?
Yes.
Is it in a police bag with an exhibit number on it?
Wait a minute, you always have to ask one question and then alternate.
I just need to know this for legal reasons before we continue.
We have a Womble bat.
Woo!
Hey, Womble, we're in the fourth round.
How long would it take you to notice?
Womble, we're in the fourth round of what's in DPR Jones's closet. So far, the score is 0 points for Total Logic, 5 points for TV. Well, unfortunately, we're running a little low on time. I'm going to have you take over for Colin. We're on question number three. So far, we have, does it have electronics? We have an answer, no. And has it been used as a weapon? What was the answer?
Yes, but it shouldn't be used as a weapon.
Okay, so question number three, we're asking Kitch what his item is.
Things that shouldn't be used as weapons that don't have electronics. Has it got metal on it at all?
No, not that I can see.
So no, okay. Obviously metallic bits.
Sound, question four.
I will ask, is it something that we would use on a regular basis every day, say?
No.
No, it isn't.
No, it is.
Ooh. Question five to the Womble.
Is it vegetable related in any way, shape, or form?
No.
Okay. Question six, Sound.
That really goes in with Womble's question. I'll ask.
No, it's not potato related.
Most of the things in your closet are.
Yeah,
potato, shamrocks, and Guinness. That's all you've got.
Hey, don't forget bummers.
And fighting. sorry to any Irish people I've offended.
That's everyone!
Question six, Sal.
Is it something you could wear?
No.
Womble, question seven.
I'll just say you've got about 10 minutes more if you want to donate to see me in the penguin costume that I also found in here.
Probably less than that.
Would I like it?
I would say so. I would hope so.
Okay.
Is it rock? Is it rock? Is it rock? Is it rock?
One more.
I know.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, it has no electronics, it's got no metal, it's not an everyday item, it's not made of anything vegetable.
I can't ask.
But I don't. I mean, that hasn't stopped me, but, is it something that most of the viewers are likely to have?
I don't think so.
Well, that's typical of BBR Jones' closet. So, Wumble.
What's wrong, people?
What was that?
Wumble, question number 9.
Okay, would it be illegal in some countries?
No.
Okay, sound. Question 10.
Does this helmet suit me?
Final guesses. We'll start with Angry Wumble. What do you think it is?
Hang on, I didn't get an answer to my question.
Yes.
Suit me. Thank you.
He said yes.
Okay. You said flirt kit.
I've thought of one question, but I can't ask it, so I'm going to say, is it a granite? Well, I'm guessing granite, if that's what I'm saying you're doing.
Could we say, is it a rock in that case? It's a bit more general.
No.
Okay, sound, your final guess.
It's not a rock. Is it... is it Kent Hovind's doctoral dissertation?
No.
No, 0 points that round. Kitch, what did you find in DPR Jones's closet?
Funny enough, I found Gollum.
So, at the end of 4 rounds, we have 5 points for Skeptic TV, 0 for Trolling with Logic. Skeptic TV, you guys are the winners of a basic swamp card from Magic the Gathering's Innistrad. Congratulations, everyone. That was a fun game.
Can we just... Can I just show you what happened I found in here?
Jimmy!
We didn't get a donation for the penguin costume, I don't think. No, we didn't. But I also found in here a brass telescope, which I checked through it, and it doesn't have the magnification needed to go stargazing. So what he does with it, I have absolutely no idea. And... I found Peter Cushing's face as well.
I found this lovely Shania Twain CD.
DPR, what the hell are these things doing in your closet?
What else did you find, Angry Wumble?
And I found this, oddly enough, I found this woman's makeup set. So I don't know what DPR does of the weekends. I mean, there's some tights as well.
We decided that the hundreds of braziers wasn't really worth mentioning, because everyone knows that one.
Mama, what was your final item?
And the thousand little blue...
He either had sanity or his virginity in it at some point. I'm not sure. He's obviously lost that, but he's still got the box.
Yes, you should have had one more item. What else did you find in DPR Jones' closet?
I found the dragon.
You seem to have a lot of...
I'm practice laying in my mighty hood of purple.
Sorry, hang on a minute. I wasn't looking at my webcam. Was it a living dragon?
Guys, we're currently featured. If you're watching this... Wait, guys. We're collecting money to help Medicine Sons from Tears or Doctors Without Borders. If you want to go through to the Blog TV session of DPR Jones, you can find links up above. Everyone who's currently watching, please help donate. We have PayPal, First Giving, Just Giving, Chip In, and we have eBay Auctions. We're looking to raise lots of money this year. We want to beat last year's total. No, we want to beat the previous 2 years' totals together. Let's do that this year.
There's lots of brilliant items to get on the auction, and there should be up at some point. I did kind of put it in a bit late. But you can get the chance to have a bookmark made by me. Where did I put my book with my sample one in? Just very quickly, one last time. Find out the page currently bookmarking. But here's one of my bookmarks. I'll just make sure I can see that it's up on the screen. And this is one of the lovely things I made. I've got one that I'm making for Bear, and I'm doing some other bits and pieces at the moment as well.
So we're getting the 2-minute warning, so let's go ahead and wrap up our hour here. I was C.S. Bear on YouTube. That's C-S-B-A-I-R. You can find lots of videos there. I mostly do debunking. I am part of Skeptic TV, along with our other members, Sound of Silence.
Hello, and goodbye.
And Angry Womble in the Hood.
It's
done! We're joined today by our sister chatters. We have Troy McLogic's The Kitsch 2.
Hi, guys. And remember, donate. It's scientifically proven to be good for you.
It apparently makes you more sexually attractive to the sex that you desire to be attracted to.
And Zulu Fight Runner.
Yay, thank you very much.
Who broke his webcam intentionally so he wouldn't have to be on camera today.
Oh, he shall. He
breaks his webcam. Keep an eye break webcam.
Trolling with Logic, do you want to plug your next show quickly in 30 seconds?
Yes, we're back on the 23rd of September, 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Special guest is Tombstone the Dead Man, also known as Rational Warrior, so please join us for that. Blog TV, Trolling with Logic.
And Sound of Silence, you want to quickly plug who Skeptic TV is?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we're going to be back next week, next Saturday. We're on at 8 o'clock on Saturdays on Blog TV. We have our best thing to do is go to our channel, Skeptic TV Show. We are a weekly show which discusses skepticism in all its forms, not just religion, but also science, technology, future conspiracies, and so on. It's a very fun and relaxed alternative to the Magic Sandwich Show.
Website.
And donate.
Oh, and skepticTV.net is our blog.
And donate.
Okay. Donate. You must donate for the next hour. DPR Jones, who's up for the next hour so we can plug them too?
Cinepotter
Show are up next. We hope to see you guys there for the next hour. Please donate more. Donate, donate, donate. Thanks, everyone.
This has been fun.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.